It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrookshire district with the Mayor, Steve Reynolds. How are we doing this morning, mate?
Good morning, Bear. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Mate, yes. The planning weekend.
Yeah, it's a big weekend coming up for our councillors of the Shire. We'll get together on the 19th and 20th to put together our heads and thinking caps in relation to what plans and prepare the community strategic plan and delivery program that we have coming up. So this community strategic plan, it describes the community's visions and aspirations, and we will get together with all our ideas and collaborate it to what we feel would
is
be.
Is no idea too crazy?
I always all say right, there's no... Yeah, well, there's a limit.
Yeah.
We're not going to have any...
We're not going to install the world's biggest Ferris wheel or anything like that.
Well, its feasibility study wouldn't weigh up, mate, so... sounding very political there, but...
throwing it out there.
And this is a way for the community's plan to put together for the future, and then it'll go out on public exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be developing the vision, objectives and strategies to achieve those priorities.
When do you expect it to be ready to go out on exhibition?
I don't want to put the pressure on the staff, but it'll be out April, May.
Okay.
So we have to have it endorsed before June.
Yep.
It's addressing everything from social, environmental, economic, you name it, Bear. It's one of those weekends that we usually went in the past. They've gone away.
Yes.
And had a strategic weekend away.
Where are you going to do it at?
The councillors have come together and said, we want to stay local. So we are actually doing it here.
Yep.
Staying with our families. No costs being spent on being away.
Everybody appreciates that.
And spend local. So it was a very great approach from the new team when I put it to them. This is what we've done in the past, and I think this is what we should do. So, you know, we're staying local. We're staying here and getting it done. So it's a weekend, 19th and 20th. So, you know, you can contact your councillors and have a little bit of input into what you'd like to see. But then it'll be put out on public exhibition for 28 days for feedback from the community. So,
all right. Speaking of community, the community panel, we touched on it last week. It's coming together.
How exciting. Yes. Yeah. So it's been out on exhibition now for expressions of interest for people from all walks of life to have their input into council. So it's currently on social media and on the website. Mm-hmm. And you can contact the front desk at council 6549 3700 to put down your expression of interest, to have some input. It'll be a panel of about 40, randomly selected.
Yep.
So I think there'll be a number of people to oversee. We'll ask for different categories and the amount of people. It won't be just the whole list put in there. We need to get a good snapshot of our Shire from Sandy Hollow, Denman, Muswellbrook, basically any demographic of walk of life. So this gives an opportunity for everyone to have their say. The armchair experts.
Of which there are many.
Which want to have a shot, which that's, welcome. That's what, I'm not here to hide. No councillor's here to hide. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. That's the way I see it. So everyone at the moment has the opportunity, and I welcome it. I'm very open, as you know,
for
people
absolutely.
To come and have a chat, and I'll take on any advice, be it whether it's something I want to hear. I want to fix my issues in life. I go to the people that tell me not what I want to hear. That's the only way to move forward. So it's the only way to fix a problem. So, you know, that panel will consist of things like, you know, the conditions and maintenance of the roads, the level of service provided to the passive mowing areas in the area, so the parks and et cetera.
I had some thoughts on that. Maybe I should put my hand up.
I think you should. And, of course, that goes down to everything, service things on our council, as well as the curbside and bulky waste collection services, how that will work in the future. So,
speaking of which, bulky waste, not too far away.
It is. And if I don't spend too much –
You're not going to be collecting it yourself.
No, but if I'm not home – a little bit more to spend time with the family. It's been a busy month. I think that you may see me out of the front.
There'll be a large collection of jerseys and footballs out the front of Steve's place.
No, they've already gone. So it'd just be me sitting there waving. But no, it is. It's a practical way to get through your waste in your house. And, of course, I encourage anyone to do it. Trailer load.
Mm.
All the advertisements are out there at the moment and the information. Check the Facebook and website.
Yep.
Contact the council. It's in the newspaper. And put out anything that you've is within means that you can get
all the information is on the Facebook page. I was just looking at it yesterday, and I've been mentioning to a few people, if you drive past my place, there'll be some steel furniture out the front. And finally...
Really?
Yeah, very... Unless you'd like it, mate. Would you like me to drop it around to your place?
Steel sounds too heavy for me, mate.
And if you want to know what's going on, you tune in every Tuesday when Mayor Steve Reynolds joins us to find out what's doing around the district. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. It's great to be in here with you.